Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joey Bosa, Joshua Palmer, Terrell Bernard, all three will not practice today. And then limited will be Deion Dawkins, remains in the concussion protocol. Spencer Brown and Dalton Kincaid. Time's yours.
Brown and Kincaid are not practicing, or
the last three are limited.
Yeah. John, how worrisome is the Bosa injury? I mean, it's a hamstring; those are tricky, and your pass rush clearly needs him.
Yeah, no, we've got some of those injuries on that side, and some of that is up front as well. So you can never replace a player like Joey. So. But it is someone's job to step up, and that's what we've been doing and counting on all year pretty much. So the same is expected this week.
Is this a week that Morgan Fox might have a chance to get elevated because of the Bosa injury?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know, take it one day at a time here.
John, with all the different pieces you've had rotating around in the coverage group this year, you're first in yards per game allowed in terms of passing. What has been the connective tissue or the thing that developed among that group that's really brought it together the last few weeks?
Well, I believe the coaches have done a great job. You know, their development of some of those players back there. We've got a couple of young guys, Cole, Max back there. You know, we were a little bit banged up earlier in the year there with Max being out. So, you know, that his development's been big for us. Trey as well is mixed in, and again, just the players' commitment to improving, getting on the same page with how our coverages work. You know, like I've said before, it's never one player, never one position. It's really all 11 guys playing together, and you know, I think that's some of what you're seeing now.
What have you seen in that Bengals offense since Burrow came back?
Yeah, different team, different offense. You know, he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league for good reason. They have weapons outside and inside. So I think Coach Taylor does a really good job of play calling, scheming, and putting his players in position to make plays, and they're special. The rapport that's been, you know, built up over the years with the quarterback and the receiving core is it operates at a high level. So it's impressive.
Number one in the league in rushing. What stands out to you in that regard, aside from James Cook being really good?
You know, again, I give credit where credit's due. You know, Joe calling the plays at the right time, Cromer putting it together, putting the run plan together, and then the players executing, you know, being on the same page, and that's critical. It sounds easy, but when you talk about the run game, and sometimes when people think execution, they think of the pass game. But just as important is execution in the run game and that understanding of where everyone's supposed to be and, you know, the landmark of the back and so on certain runs in particular. So, and it's been by committee. I mean, you saw Ray get involved this past week as well, and that's been great. That was great to see. I couldn't be happier in terms of the way we ran the ball last week.
John, just continuing with the running backs, over the last month or so, they've become a lot more involved in the pass game. Can you just tell us a little bit about the evolution of the offense and what the dimension that brings and what you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting everybody involved. It's Josh taking what the defense gives him as well, from, you know, using checkdowns to flares out of the backfield to other styles of pass, of the passing game that we use. And again, it's been well put together by Joe, and everybody's been involved, in this case, getting the backs involved and making sure that, you know, people have to address where they're at coming out of the backfield at times. And again, it's just kind of the rhythm of the offense, and I think it's healthy for us. I really do.
About your running game, when you can run the same two plays pretty much over and over again, knowing that they've got 8 men in the box and prepared for it, and you're still getting 5-10 yard gains on it.
Yeah, no, it's good. Fullback dive is my favorite run. So if we could get that going, as over and over and over again, I think that would make life a whole lot easier for me, selfishly speaking. No, it's, you don't always have that. You know, this is the NFL. People adjust. So we got to get back at it this week. That's, you know, that's the truth of the matter. And this is going to be a big challenge for our football team. This is a really good football team coming in here.
James Cook coming off career high in carries. I don't know if that's a number you constantly want to hit week in and week out, but Ray Davis was able to come in and make some big plays. How important is it long-term to have somebody be able to come in and spell Cook?
No, it's big. I mean, James's energy this past week in particular stood out. I mean, he was on fire. He was in the right headspace and he was rolling. Not that he hasn't been, but it just really, to me, when I reflect back on the game, and of course we got to look forward right now, but that's where we got to go. I mean, James is our number one back, but to have, to your point, whether it's Ty or Ray or anybody else for that matter, step in and spell him the way that those two have, in particular of late, is huge for us and something that we have to make sure we continue as we move forward here.
With Matt being your kicker now moving forward, any concern in the late season here with the wind, the cold? You know, he's 41, been great. Is there a concern with leg strength in this atmosphere in December, January?
Yeah, I'm 51, so it's maybe I should be concerned about, you know. Yeah, thankfully, he's a veteran. He's a veteran player. He's been around. There's a lot of experience in Matt Prater, and whether it's inside, outside, I mean, that's been fun to watch. Is the amount of wisdom that he's been able to share with our team, with the special teams group as well, specifically, and he's an extremely confident player due to that experience, but also the way he prepares, and that's been really, really neat to watch.
Talked about consistency and consistent approach over the last six games. It's been win-loss. How do you maybe tweak that a little bit while staying consistent in your approach, but identifying ways to be better after wins?
Yeah, I don't think we can afford to be inconsistent. Not now. Not that you can ever be. Don't get me wrong, but you know, our backs are against the wall. That's the way it is. And that's our mindset. So, you know, I think we're all aware of, you know, some of that with that you discussed, but there's no time for that right now. So we got to go.
Sean, you mentioned Burrow, you're the other great quarterbacks in Mahomes and Lamar. You've seen a bunch. You've only had two full games against him. What is it about him? When you think of that player that makes him the special player that he's been?
You know, usually when they're a special player, there's not just one thing. So there's a, you know, I would say just, you know, he knows pretty much what you're doing. It appears, and from what I hear, he's very much into the process of preparing, and he's a hard guy to fool in terms of, you know, back end disguises, all that type of stuff. So, and usually the good ones are. And he's a heck of a competitor, and he's got incredible arm talent, and he can extend plays. So if you just start with three or four of those traits, it makes it very hard to defend.
Sean, when we talked to Joe Brady on Monday, He was saying with Brandon Cooks how, you know, he had more calls for him than he was able to get to in the game, and just he can get more involved, and he's been good for this room so far. Just what have you seen out of Cooks, and how can you guys continue to use him?
Yeah, true pro. And I think it says a lot about Brandon when the ball finds him early in that game, right? I believe it was the first or second third down. And you could hear the sideline erupt just from a standpoint of guys are happy for him, and he's right away was integrated into the plan. And also Josh trusts him, you know, early in the game, he finds him and they make that connection. So, you know, the ball is going to find the open receiver, the open player. And, you know, to this point, Brandon's been, a great addition, true pro, and hopefully he feels the same about us, you know, in terms of coming here. So it's been a joy to be around him.
With Palmer, he practiced on Friday last week. Was there like kind of a setback at some point over the weekend?
It's a good question. I don't know if it's been a setback as much as just overall. He's not in the best place right now, just in terms of his body and the injuries he was dealing with. He's still dealing with them. So, you know, we'll just have to see how it goes through the week here. But we've had good communication around his situation and with him specifically. And, you know, the key is that he continues to get himself healthy here one day at a time.
Have you gotten anything from Nate or his staff about where Joey's at? Is this something that you're looking at as a day-to-day type of hamstring injury or a little bit more long-term?
From what I'm being told, we're thinking a week-to-week type of deal, but that can be, you know, perceived one of two ways. A week-to-week, is it 1 week, or is it like week-to-week as in 4 or 5 weeks? So we're hoping on the shorter end of it. Joey's intent on getting back as soon as he can. You know, he loves to play ball, and so you saw his impact last week there. So.
Sean, Christian Benford just named AFC Defensive Player of the Week. What have you seen for him, especially in these last couple?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned this earlier a few weeks ago, I think it was. When you match, you know, and we match at times with CB, it's new for corners who are in their, you know, who are developing. And we matched a little bit with them last year, but even more so this year. And that takes some time to adjust to. And, you know, he just continues to grow, continues to develop. And that's a credit to him and Jamal and Joe and everybody involved in coaching the secondary as well as Bobby. So, you know, I think to be continued in that regard in terms of what, you know, and how he develops here for us as we move forward.
Up to Ed Oliver, we've seen him on social media lifting his kid. Is he getting close? It looks like he's getting closer to coming.
You know, again, we'll see. I don't, for some of these guys that it takes that the window's a little bit further out, I don't get a whole lot of, you know, week to week updates. It is good to have them around. But I think we got a ways to go yet with that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.